KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The trial in the murder case of Kiernan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Thapelo Motsoane will be heard between July and October next year. The five men accused of shooting the rapper and his friend in Durban 2 years ago appeared briefly in the Durban High Court today. The matter was set down for a pre-trial conference. Natasha Kara is the spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority in KZN.
The accused in this matter appeared in the Durban High Court today, and the case was remanded to the 19th of June 2026. This is for the parties, that is the states and the defense, to further finalize any pre-trial issues that they may need to. It will allow for a judge that will sit during the trial to be appointed. On the 19th of July, it's envisaged that the judge will certify the matter trial ready. With regards to the trial dates, the trial is expected to start on the 20th of July 2026, and it will sit for two sessions.
The court has previously heard that the state intends on calling 45 witnesses to testify in the matter. Detectives believe the suspects conspired and carried out a meticulous plan to assassinate AKA, sharing an 800,000 rand payout for his murder. They face 11 charges ranging from murder, attempted murder, unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition. An electricity minister, Hosea Ntsora Makgopa, says the country should not expect to experience any load shedding for the rest of the winter period.
The remaining of the winter and then transitioning into summer, we really don't expect any major surprises in relation to the performance of the grid. Of course, this is a dynamic system. These are rotating units. There could be challenges here and there.
Ramakgopa updated the country on the state of the national grid earlier. He says the system has become stable enough to feed the country uninterrupted power supply.
We are beginning to see that the system is resilient, is becoming more and more reliable as we move forward. I mean, just to give you a sense that the unplanned outages of the generation units, they average about 10,884 megawatts over the past 7 days.
Moving to Gauteng, the city of Ekurhuleni says evicted residents of the Farrow Park flats in Germiston will be accommodated at their city hall temporarily. Over 400 residents were evicted by the city yesterday for not paying rent. Angry residents went on a rampage, protesting against the evictions and burnt the local home affairs offices. At least two suspects have been arrested. Here's the city's Kgopelo Kgolo.
Part of that court order, it does not state any alternative accommodation. But because we are a caring government, we say we can't just leave people outside. We have arranged for the city hall so that we can accommodate them.
And on the international front, the Israeli military says it's approved the framework for a new offensive in the Gaza Strip days after the Security Cabinet called for the seizure of Gaza City. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has not provided a precise timetable for when Israeli troops will enter the territory's largest city. It's where thousands have taken refuge after fleeing previous offensives. Your top story this hour: the trial in the murder case of Kiernan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Thapelo Motsoane will be heard between July and October next year. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.